and these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom,
what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. If you're rejoining us, welcome. If you're just tuning in, it's Friday. We made it, another week in the books. And since it's the 3 o'clock hour, it's time for a little segment we like to call Ask Maggie. Remember, you can always get in on the action. Text your questions in 855-752-4842, 855-CIVIC, or feel free to email them in anytime to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Greetings to Sherry in Horicon, Cam in Appleton, Stephen in La Crosse, and all of our fine viewers on YouTube, Facebook, X, and Instagram. You can always find us there. Civic Media's got our own YouTube channel. If you want to watch on the X, what used to be Twitter, Insta, or Facebook, just check out at Maggie Dawn Show. And I've got my fine senior producer with me, Jamie, in the studio, live in 3D. For this afternoon session of Ask Maggie. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm great. This is awesome. We're right across from each other.
This is the first time we've actually done it in the same room.
Yes. It's the magic of, you know, what we learned out of COVID. How to do things virtually in this world, right? Virtual e-meets and all of those kind of things. It's odd.
It is odd.
But it's so good.
It is. It's nice to be with you, Jamie, and nice to be with all of you this fine Friday afternoon. Again, if you're not familiar with this segment, you can ask me basically anything that you would like. Doesn't have to be political. It can be sports, pop culture. We've even gotten which way do I like the toilet paper, over or under, answer over. But I respect all the cat owners out there that are like, no, don't do that. Yeah. So again, if you want to get in on it, askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And the hook is this. If you've listened to me before, you know I can carry on a bit. So Jamie decides pretty arbitrarily whether or not I'm going to get 30 or 60 seconds to answer the question, and I do my very best to stop talking before the timer runs out.
Arbitrarily. That's not the first time somebody said that about me, so that's good. That's a good descriptor.
No, that makes it interesting.
That's a good descriptor.
Not a criticism.
I'm okay. Arbitrary is better than when people call me cute, because I feel like somebody's puppy. You know, like we're teddy bear or something. It's a nice compliment. I get they're trying to be nice, but then I feel like somebody's puppy. That's what you use to describe a puppy.
So, Jamie, I'll just say this about the descriptor cute. I don't think anyone's ever used that word to describe me. I mean, by like the sixth grade, I think I was already like a towering 5'10". Didn't get a lot of cute as a chosen adjective for me. So, you know, that sounds desirable to me.
Sure. Okay. All right. So
right. It's all relative.
It's always when people call me unique. I get that a lot too. And I'm always like, do you actually mean that as a compliment or should I be a little offended right now? But I take it as a compliment
because I'd rather be unique than Wonder Bread.
I was
you know
just
going to
say, I've never fit in a mold. So I'm good with that. All right. So are we ready? Now, I promised you we were going to keep it light, but we had a couple of questions that came in last week. So, and they're a little on the heavier side. So I want to start with those, get those out of the way, and then we can go on to the lighter side of things.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So we actually had a couple of people text in last week, and they're a little concerned about April 20th, right?
Because yes.
we've talked a little bit about the fact that there's a lot of speculation that the Insurrection Act might come into play on April 20th, maybe some martial law. So we've had both Tiffany and Amanda, Tiffany from River Plains and Amanda from Cross Plains, ask if we should be concerned about April 20th. And, you know, Amanda says she's got some travel plans to California. Is this something she should be doing over the weekend, over that particular weekend, which mm-hmm. I guess would be this weekend, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's already April 20th. Okay.
So much happening.
There is so much happening. I keep losing track of time. So we're going to start with this heavier question. Should we be concerned about April 20th? And Jacob, who is filling in for Cal today, let's give Maggie 60 seconds to answer this one. Hit the bed when you're ready, Jacob.
Should we be worried about April 20th? Yes, we should. Should you change what you're doing? No, you shouldn't. One of the biggest acts of resistance in this time is to continue to live your life, to exercise your First Amendment rights, and to stand up for what you believe in. It's also resistance to live joyfully right now. So keep doing what you're doing out there. These next few weeks are going to get rocky. Things are going to probably get a bit worse. I think it would be foolish and foolhardy to not be candid about that. But our best resistance is making our voices heard and continuing to live our lives fully in enjoyment of all of our rights as Americans and with some joy and exuberance. So please travel, be safe, be aware of your surroundings, take care of one another.
I love that answer. I mean, that's really, I think right now all we can do, right? Because
yes.
Every day we're in this barrage of awfulness and it just doesn't seem to stop. And sometimes you just need a break from all of it. So you've got to
keep going.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So I promise that's the most hardcore question we're going to take
today.
Let me
just make this other observation very briefly. April 20th is also Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have some thoughts on that coinkydink.
Okay.
In the last segment of the hour. So everybody's going to want to hang around to get my final thoughts of the week as we roll into an Easter weekend. And the one thing I didn't get to say in the last segment when I was talking about Judge Wilkinson's decision and the warning that he's sending to all of us, he used specific language that basically said, if the Trump administration can do this, why can't they simply mistakenly deport a citizen and then go, oh, we can't do anything about it? Well, there is news coverage that broke late last afternoon that a U.S.-born American citizen has been detained at the request of immigration authorities despite an advocate showing his U.S. birth certificate in court and a county judge finding no reason for him to be considered an illegal alien. The guy's name is Juan Carlos Lopez Gomez. He was 20. He was arrested Thursday evening by Florida Highway Patrol and charged under a state immigration law that has been temporarily blocked since earlier this month. So you got police officers arresting someone under a law that shouldn't have taken effect, claiming that the man is illegally in the United States and he's an American-born citizen, and a judge said so. That's what we're talking about here.
Right.
We also know that there is a Texas man who was picked up. I believe he was 19, has no mm-hmm. criminal record, is a citizen, was sent to El Salvador. Like, these are mistakes. They are happening. It's real.
Yep.
It's present. It's occurring. So the idea of the Insurrection Act being invoked, given what Donald Trump has done in this other narrower set of even claimed powers under the Alien Enemies Act, is even more frightening.
Yes.
So I'll end with one PSA to everyone, and that is this. In your car, in your church, in your home, if you are approached by an immigration official requesting entry or to search or to interact with persons that are in your car, home, church, what have you, you can decline that. They will say that they have an immigration warrant. Ask them if they have a warrant issued by a federal Article 3 judge. Unless they have that, you do not have to consent to the search of your property, person, car, church, home, etc.
Right.
Okay, so here's the magic words. Please show me a warrant from an Article 3 federal court judge. That's what you need to ask. Sorry to go on about it, but it's really important.
It's important, and it's going to protect, I think, a lot of people. And we talk about the cases that you were just bringing up, and I know we want to go into a lighter side. Did you see the story of the doctor out of Pennsylvania? Her name is Lisa Anderson, and she has been given a letter of possible deportation because they say she's here on some weird visa, which she's never had.
That was the guy that I was talking about yesterday in Wisconsin.
Because
same
Lisa
thing.
Anderson is such a strange name.
Yes. I read that and I'm like, who's this highly suspect Lisa Anderson
right
person?
Exactly. So and she's a doctor. She's also a doctor. So it's crazy. And there's a lot of people speculating at this point in time, is that part of the Doge? Is that some of the mix-up? So who knows? Who
yes.
knows? But you got some sage advice there from the attorney, Maggie Dawn. So now let's keep it light, right? It's Easter weekend, so we want to keep this very light. And so I love this. Our good friend Cam texted in today, and he wants to know, Maggie, have you ever had any sort of wacky hairstyle? We're going to go 30 seconds on this one, Jacob, and you can start that music whenever you're ready.
Yes. I went through a slight wacky hairstyle phase when I was in law school. I had a very like early 2000s asymmetrical short wedge haircut that was very, very burgundy for a while. Very burgundy. You couldn't even, it wasn't red. It was like very burgundy. I grew out of it. I think that's when I was, you know, expressing some internal angst and anxiety yes. through my hair at that time.
Yes. I think at some point we all had a wedge haircut because you had to.
Or it was a thing back
or
then.
Or looked like your mom set a bowl on your head and just took the clippers
okay.
all the way around.
I was just going to say, probably my worst hair ever. I love you, Mom. But.
We blame all of our childhood trauma on our mothers.
Shirley Dawn for surely gave me a bowl cut. She also loved a perm. And I have some pretty thick hair.
Mm-hmm.
So my perm was very
large.
Very large, very round. Then I had a perm that was growing out, and picture day was coming up. She sent me to the local spot to get a little haircut. Lady gave me a mullet. So I fully have a mullet in like my sixth grade class picture from St. Pius the 10th grade school in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Hot stuff.
Yeah. No,
I. To say I was awkward.
Yeah.
Probably until I was like in my mid-30s is probably pretty fair.
I was just always short. That's all. Like I was always the front row kid. That's where I always was in all the class
pictures.
You were
pictures. In the front row?
Always.
I was in the back row, Jamie.
I think I had one photo in kindergarten where I might have gotten put on the end in the back row, but then after, it, always, always
you
front
could just
row.
Call me back row Maggie. I was always in the back
I'm
row.
I'm still always in the, I'm only 5'1". So I've always
but
still
you have an
row.
Enormously wonderful personality
well, thank
that
you.
Is neither cute nor unique,
thank
but
you.
Both cute. Unique. Is that better?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. All right, we're going to take care of some business. We got Dale on the phone. We're going to give him a shot at it after these brief messages. My name is Maggie Dawn. We're doing another segment of Ask Maggie this afternoon. Get your questions in 855-752-4842. We'll be back. I'm going to keep running because the winner don't quit on themselves.